Okay, good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，早上好。
For the new family that walked in here today, I'm guessing that you're surprised when you walked in.
我们今天欢迎的这几位弟兄姐妹，真的是一个惊喜。
You didn't know you were going to end up in China when you walked into this church, right?
大概你们没有想到来到。也没去中国，竟然来到一个华人的教会。
Not everybody here is Chinese, by the way.
不过呢，这里面不是每一个人都是中国人。
We have a couple over there who are not.
那边有几位就不是。
I'm not Chinese either.
我自己也不是。
In the Wyckoff Church, before I started to attend,
在我还没有到 Wyckoff 教会之前。
When I started to attend, there was a Korean sister.
那我去 Wyckoff 的时候碰到有一位韩国的姐妹。
She would attend the Chinese service.
她参加中文的聚会。
And she kept on coming back.
而且呢，她还常常回来参加。
She did not speak any Chinese.
她也不会讲中文。
But the brothers and sisters see her.
弟兄姐妹看到他的时候
，They come to say hi，
跟他打招呼
，And they realize that she doesn't speak any Chinese。
然后呢，突然发现他不会讲中文。
So they ask her, you don't understand anything we're saying. Why do you come？
就问他说，你也不懂中文，为什么你来呢
？Her response was, I sense the Lord's presence here。
他回答说，因为在这里我感到神的同在。
That's why she comes.
所以呢，她就来参加。
So may the Lord grant all of the visitors presence of the Lord and the love of the Lord in this church.
愿每一个来到这里参加的聚会的都能够感受到神的同在，在这个教会中经历神的爱。
So for the rest of you, I understand that you attended a conference last weekend.
对其余的人，我也知道你们上周参加了一个特别聚会。
Our God is a God of blessing, and everyone who attended.
我们的神是一位祝福的神，他祝福了每一位参加聚会的。
May the Lord use the conference to speak into the hearts of the brothers and sisters.
愿神借着特会向弟兄姐妹的心说话。
And richly bless the Newark Christian Fellowship.
丰丰富富的祝福这个聚会。
And may the glory and the beauty of the Lord shine through the lives of the brothers and sisters here.
也愿神的荣耀和主耶稣的荣美借着弟兄姐妹可以彰显出来。
As was mentioned before, I believe most of us here in attendance are familiar with the passage that we're going to read today.
我相信呢，在这里参加聚会的大部分人都很熟悉今天我们要分享的经文。
But before we go into the passage, gets easily distracted?
在我们开始信息之前，问大家一个问题，就是如果你觉得你很容易被分心的话，请你举一下手好吗？
Okay.
谁是比较容易被分心的
？So the rest of you have okay. What happened? okay, who?Who gets easily distracted?
谁很容易就分心了
？Okay, so the rest of you have a laser-like focus.
那对于其他的人来讲，你们是可以可以一直非常的不会被分心，就是。
I get easily distracted.
我是这样一个容易分心的人。
Usually it's my thoughts.
通常呢是我里面的意念。
But I think these days, more and more, it's the phone.
今天呢，现在对我们干扰越来越大的是 phone.
I could phone.
Phone 电话.
Ding. I hear it so many times. I know the tone and the sound. Ding. That's the iPhone, right?
很多时候我会听到 iPhone 的那个痛那个铃声。
I put it on vibrate, but I can.
我把它放到 震动模式，但是还会有滋的声音。
We know that we are easily distracted.
我们知道我们都很容易分心。
There was a song from the 1970s called "Cats in the Cradle."
啊，1970年呢，有一首歌叫做《摇篮里的猫咪》。
Anybody know that song?
大家知道这首歌吗
？Only one. No kidding. Okay. So.
Audrey is so honored.
So that song is from the perspective of a man who's a musician.
这首歌呢是从一个音乐家的角度所创作的。
He was at the peak of his career and he was very busy.
他在他事业的巅峰，所以非常的忙碌。
In the peak of his career, a son was born to him.
在他事业高峰的时候，他的儿子出生了。
While he's away at work, his son.Learned how to walk.
在他上班的路上，在他工作的时候，他的儿子开始学习走路。
When the son turned 10 years old, he gave him a ball.
当他儿子十岁的时候呢，他给他儿子啊一个球。
The boy went to the father and said, "Dad, let's play catch."
他儿子就跑向爸爸，对他说：“我们一起来玩球。”
The father's response was, "Oh, I would love to, but I have so much work to do. I'm so busy."
他爸爸回答说，我非常想跟你一起玩，但是我有好多的工作，我太忙了。
Maybe some other time.
也许以后会有时间。
The father would make promises. Every time the father goes away, the son would ask him, "Dad, when are you coming home?"
每次他出门的时候，他儿子都问他什么时候你能回来。
The father would say, "Oh, I don't know, but when I get back, we'll spend some time together."
他爸爸说，我也不知道，但是我回来的时候，我们可以在一起。
So time kept on passing like this.
时间就一直这样的度过去。
So the son's in college.
儿子上了大学。
Comes home for visit.
回家来看望父母。
And the father notices, "Wow, he's a young man now."
他爸爸看到说，哇，现在成为一个年轻人了。
And he says, can we sit down for a while for a chat?"
对他儿子说，可以坐下来聊聊天吗
？The father turns to him, smiles, and says, "I love to that, but."
他儿子对爸爸说，我们可以坐下来聊聊天吗？他爸爸就笑着对他说，
"But can
好啊，但是
什么？" Did you finish?
No.
No.
Yeah. I truncate your last part.
Okay, everybody got it, right? Okay.
Okay, 我不用翻译了。
So the son says, "I would love to spend time with you, but I gotta go. I need to borrow your car keys."
他儿子说，我很想跟你坐在一起，但是我没有时间，可以把你车钥匙借给我吗？
Time continues to pass like this.
时间就这样过去。
The man is old.
这个人渐渐变老。
He's retired.
退休。
The son is married and has a family.
他儿子结婚有了家庭。
Is living in another city.
住在另外一个城市。
The father calls him up and says, "Can I come and visit?"
他爸爸打电话对他说，过来看看我们。
The son says, "Oh, Dad, I'd love to, but." I am so busy with work. My kids are sick. Now is not a good time.
儿子说，我非常想来，但是我有好多的工作，我孩子也生病了，所以不是一个现在不行。
So this man was so distracted with his work, with his career.
这个人呢，因着他的工作，因他的事业而分心。
That he failed to see who and what was really important.
以至于他没有看到什么是谁是最重要的，什么是最重要的。
So the title I gave for today's message is "Choosing the Good in the Midst of Distractions."
所以今天我的题目是在许多的分心当中选择美好的福分。
Let's read the passage for today.
我们一起来读今天的经文。
Luke 10:38-42.
路加福音第十章三十八到第四十二节。
Okay, I will read.The whole English verse, and the brother will read the Chinese.
我先把这节经文用英文 整个读一遍，然后再用中文。
Now as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she went up to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me. But the Lord answered her, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her.
他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大，接他到自己家里。他有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。马大伺候的事多，心里忙乱，就近前来说：“主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。”耶稣回答说：“马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑、烦扰，但是不可少的只有一件。玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。”
Okay, let's have a short prayer.
好，我们有些祷告。
Father, we thank you so much for this privilege to be gathered in front of you.
天父，我们谢谢你给我们这样的权利，可以一同坐在你面前聚集。
Out of all the people in the world, you chose us.
在所有的世人当中，你节选了我们。
That we can know you.
让我们可以认识你。
That we can be yours.
我们可以属于你。
That we can worship you.
我们可以来敬拜你。
And fellowship with you.
与你相交。
What a privilege and what a blessing.
何等的特权，何等的祝福。
We pray that the Holy Spirit will come and enable all of us.
愿圣灵可以降临，使我们每一个人。
To fellowship with you.
与你有交通。
To be present here to hear the word of the Lord.
我们可以在这里一同听主的声音。
That your word would go deep into our hearts and take root.
愿你的话深深进到我们心里，并且有根有基。
That your word would take root and grow and bear fruit for your glory.
在我们的心里，你的话可以扎根，可以结出果实来，使你可以得着荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名，阿门。
阿门。So I will assume that most of you know Martha and Mary.
我假定大多数人都知道马大和玛利亚。
So the house that Martha welcomed Jesus into is in Bethany.
马大迎接耶稣的家是在伯大尼。
And they have a brother named Lazarus who, after this time, is going to die.
他们有一个兄弟叫拉撒路，在这个故事之后呢，他死了。
And after he's dead and buried for 3 days, Jesus is going to come and raise him again.
他死了之后，埋葬了4天，耶稣来让他从死里复活。
So when Martha found out that Jesus was in town,
马大发现耶稣来到伯大尼的时候，
it says that she welcomed him into her home.
他接待他到了自己的家。
Good things happen when we welcome Jesus.
当我们迎接耶稣的时候，就会有好事。
The first and the foremost and the best thing that anybody can do in their life.
我们最首要的，也是在我们生命当中最好的事情，
is to welcome Jesus into the heart.
就是迎接耶稣进到我们的心里。
Actually, in Wyckoff, there's a gospel meeting.
在 Wyckoff 有一个福音聚会。
Even as we speak,
当我们现就是现在这个时候。
And from the announcement, there will be a gospel meeting here in a couple of weeks.
刚才报告说两个礼拜以后这里也会有福音聚会。
All those who attend the gospel meeting,
所有参加福音聚会的，
the best thing that they can do in their whole entire life,
他们生命中能够做的最好的事。
Is to welcome Jesus into their heart.
就是把耶稣迎接到他们的心里。
Good things happen when we welcome Jesus into our homes.
当我们把耶稣迎接到家里面的时候，就会有好事。
Good things happen when we welcome Jesus into our activities.
当我们在我们的活动当中也邀请耶稣的时候，就会有美好的事。
Because when we invite or welcome Jesus into any activity,
因为当我们在各样的活动中来邀请并且欢迎耶稣基督参加的时候，
Jesus comes with a blessing.
耶稣带着祝福而来。
He never comes empty-handed.
他不是空手而来，他从来不会空手而来。
Jesus, when Jesus was invited to a wedding in Cana before this event,
在这个故事之前，耶稣曾经被邀请参加迦南的婚宴。
Everybody who was in attendance at the wedding was blessed.
每一个参加婚宴的人都得到了祝福。
Not everybody knew that they were blessed.
不是每个人知道他们得到了祝福。
Only a handful knew that they were blessed by the Lord.
只有几个人他们知道了这样的祝福。
But nevertheless,Everybody in attendance was blessed.
然而呢，每一个参加婚宴的人都得到了祝福。
So when Martha welcomed Jesus into her house,
所以当马大把耶稣迎接到家里的时候，
the Lord came with a blessing for everyone.
耶稣带着对每个人的祝福而来。
For Martha, that blessing may not come in a way that she expected.
对于马大来讲，这个祝福可能不是按照他预期的方式。
But the Lord will certainly bless her for welcoming him into her house.
但是呢，对于每一个迎接耶稣到家里的人，神耶稣一定会祝福。
Let's assume that Jesus was traveling with the disciples.
假定耶稣和他的门徒一同到来。
So when she welcomed Jesus into her home,
当马大迎接他来到家里的时候，
she has to prepare food for at least 16 people.
她要为至少十六个人准备食物。
This is my math, Jesus.
这是我这样算出来的，有耶稣
plus 12 disciples,
加上十二个门徒
Martha, Mary, and Lazarus.
再加上马大、玛利亚和拉撒路
That's 16 plus.
十六个以上
That's a lot of mouths to feed.
有很多的嘴巴要喂饱
I think especially the moms and the wives here, you know, it's a lot of work to feed that many people.
对于做妈妈的、做妻子的，你们都深知要让很多人吃饱不容易。
If God is gracious to you, you have a husband who is very helpful in the kitchen.
如果神有足够的恩典呢，你会有一个在厨房里帮忙的丈夫。
Unfortunately, no Costco back in those days.
很不幸呢。2000年之前是没有 Costco 的。
Because we can go to Costco in 10 minutes, we can pick up enough food to serve 50 people.
那如果有 Costco 的话，你花十分钟就可以准备五十个人的食物。
She had to prepare everything from scratch.
马大呢，必须从开始，从一开始来准备这些食物。
Anybody host a Thanksgiving meal last week?
上礼拜大家是不是都吃了？感恩节的大餐。
I remember when my mom was alive and she would host Thanksgiving.
我记得我妈妈在世的时候，她要准备圣诞节的大餐啊，感恩节的大餐。
The preparation starts the day before.
她好早一早一大早，她就要开始来准备。
Shopping, chopping, cleaning, washing.
要采购 要洗涮要切要预备
All the prep work is done the night before
都是在头一天晚上所完成所有的预备
Thanksgiving day she would get up before anybody else
她感恩节那天她要比任何人起的都早
Then she would start cooking
开始烹饪
At the crack of dawn start cooking for dinner
当天亮的时候，他就要预备这顿晚餐。
You got the sense?
能明白吗
she cooked all day.
这就是说他一整天都在做饭，都在做菜。
So Jesus comes.
耶稣来了。
He sits down and is going to start teaching.
他坐下来开始教导。
At this point, Mary made a decision.
在这个时候，玛利亚做出一个决定。
She decided to leave the kitchen and go to Jesus.
她决定离开厨房到耶稣那里。
I'll get back to that point a little bit later on.
我一会儿再回到这一点。
So she came and sat at the Lord's feet to listen to him teach.
她来到耶稣那里，坐在他的脚旁听他的教训。
I spent a couple of minutes on that.
大概几分钟的时间。
A couple of minutes on sitting at the Lord's feet.
在耶稣脚前坐了几分钟。
To sit at someone's feet is to take the position of as a student or a disciple.
坐在某人的脚前就意味着他把自己当成他的学生或者门徒。
Paul said he was educated at the feet of Gamaliel and learned from Gamaliel.
保罗说他在加马列的脚下受教，就是加马列的学生，从加马列学习。
2,000 years ago, women were not educated.
2,000 年以前，女人是不受教育的。
Or at least not publicly. If somebody, a woman knew how to read, as her father just taught her at home.
至少在公共场合，如果一个女人她能够，她会读的话，那么都是从她父亲在家里面学来的。
Great teachers during that time would not have allowed women to sit at their feet.
那个时候，那些大牌的教师都不允许妇女坐在他们的脚前。
Great teachers during that time would not have women, female students.
那时候的大牌教师都没有女性的学生。
Jesus welcomed it.
但是耶稣却欢迎妇女。
Anyone and everyone who has a willing heart can be a disciple of the Lord.
任何一个愿意的都可以成为我们主的门徒。
If you're uneducated and a fisherman like Peter,
如果你没有受过教育，或者像彼得一样是一个渔夫。
If you're a slave like Onesimus,
如果呢，你像亚拿，像阿摩西亚那样是一个奴隶。
Even if you're an educated scholar like Paul,
甚至像保罗那样的学者。
Even if you're a wicked, evil slave trader like John Newton,
如果呢，你甚至像一个贩卖奴隶的，像 John Newton 那样的人。
Everyone and anyone who has a willing heart, Jesus would take under his wings.
任何人，每一个人，只要你有一个受教的心，耶稣呢都可以啊，耶稣都接纳他。
And transforms each one into his likeness.
把每一个人都改变成他自己的样式。
So Mary left the kitchen, went to Jesus' feet.
玛利亚离开了厨房，到耶稣的脚前坐下。
And listened to his teaching.
听耶稣的教导。
She was attentive and focused.
她非常的留心，全神贯注。
In the meantime,
与此同时，
Martha was in the kitchen.
马大在厨房。
We're told that she was distracted with serving.
她说因为所要服侍的事多，她就烦恼。
We don't want to get the wrong idea that serving is bad.
Well, 请大家知道，这里不是说服侍是一件坏事情。
We know that serving is a very good thing.
我们知道服侍是一件非常美的事。
Serving is necessary.
服侍也是必须的。
All of us have to serve.
我们每一个人都需要服侍。
Don't you thank God for those brothers and sisters in the kitchen right now?
你有没有想到现在在厨房就有神安排的弟兄姐妹？
By the time you're done with Sunday school, your stomach is going to be growling.
当你们主日学结束的时候，你的肚子会咕咕会肚子会饿的直咕咕叫。
And thank God for the brothers and sisters.
但是感谢这些弟兄姐妹。
In the kitchen,
在厨房里服侍。
But Martha was distracted with serving.
但是呢，马大却因服侍的事多而心里面愁烦搅扰。
So as we mentioned earlier, I get distracted very easily.
就像之前说过的，我很容易就分心。
I get distracted with silly thoughts, useless thoughts.
常常为着很愚蠢的、没有意义的思绪而分心。
If somebody else, like if another person distracts me,
如果呢是我被另外一个人所搅扰
，I can tell that person I'm busy right now. I'm preoccupied. Can you give me some time?
我可以告诉那个人，我现在有很多的事情，请你下次再来。
But when that distraction comes from my own thoughts.
然而，当我被自己的思虑所搅扰的时候。
But when that distraction comes from the phone right next to us.
如果呢是，如果这个思绪呢是从就是啊就是从我周围而来的。
It's hard to ignore.
就很难忽略。
Who hasn't heard a ding?
谁没有听过叮
？Or a zzz?
Or zzz?
And so you say to yourself, "Okay, I'm not going to pick that up."
那也许你会对自己说，我不理他。
One second, two second, three second, four seconds.
一秒，两秒，三秒，四秒。
You can't focus.
你可以全神贯注。
Because that thing is just beckoning you.
这时候，但是呢，那个响声却在你的脑海里面回响。
I think we all identify. Sooner or later, gotta go look at it, right?
我想大家知道，早晚我们会被搅扰、打扰。
Whether it's the phone or our thoughts.
无论是电话的铃声，还是我们的一个思念、一个思绪。
The biggest distractions are the closest to us.
我们最大的搅扰来自我们周围。
Distractions are the things that pull us away.
这些搅扰呢，把我们的思绪拉走。
The things that pull us away from the important things.
把我们思绪从重要的事情分开。
To the things that are less important.
专注在不重要的事上。
Just like the man I mentioned in the song earlier.
就像刚才我提到的那首歌里那个人。
Distractions are the things that pull us away from the really important things and the really important people.
这些分心的事让他离开重要的事和重要的人。
Let's get back to Martha.
好，我们回到马大。
And she went up to him, Jesus, and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone?
她来到她近前来说，主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候你，不在意吗？
Tell her then to help me.
请吩咐她来帮助我。
I just use my imagination to think how she would say it.
我就用我的想象来想象一下她在那里的情形。
Right, you could imagine her tone, right?
你们也可以想象周刚这个人。
Lord,
主啊。
That's the only thing she got right.
这是她说对的唯一的一句话。
She calls him Lord.
马大称耶稣是主。
And commands him what to do.
但是却命令他做事情。
Tell her.To help me.
告诉他来帮助我。
So when Mary left the kitchen,
当玛利亚离开厨房的时候，
Martha was in the kitchen working.
马大在厨房里忙碌。
Martha was in the kitchen at this point alone.
这个时候马大是一人在厨房里。
working hard,
努力地做工,
I could imagine things are not going so well.
我们可以想象并不是很顺利。
She might be thinking, why am I doing this?
她可能在想我在做这个干嘛。
She might be thinking, well, if I start to think that I'm doing more than my share of the work.
我在如果他开始在想我做的超出了我应该做的那一份的时候。
Let's say I am doing more than somebody else.
就是呢，我比别人比另外的人做的更多。
But sometimes that's not true. I just think or I feel like I'm doing more than somebody else.
虽然有的时候不是这样，我不过只是想或者我觉得比别人做的更多。
Even if it's not true, I might, you know, I'll start to get annoyed.
即使这不是真的这样，但是我还会心烦。
That thought starts in my head.
那么这种这个念头就在我的里面。
I start to think,
我开始想,
this is not fair.
这不公平。
This is not right.
这也不对。
As soon as that thought enters into my heart,
那个念头一旦进到我的心里,
it's not good.
就不好。
It starts with a pity party. I don't know if you can translate that. It's a pity party.
一开始的时候是很微不足道的一个念头。
Is it good? Okay. It starts with a pity party, but then it turns into frustration and anger.
那一开始呢，只不过有一点自怜，但是呢，慢慢就变成了。
So if I'm in the
就变成了气馁，甚至愤怒。
So if I'm in the kitchen and I'm Martha.
如果我是在厨房里的马大。
The instruments and the pots in the kitchen.
那么厨房里的那些器具。
Suddenly, it's going to be noisy.
就啊，忽然之间呢，就变得令人烦恼。
For some reason, the pot is like boom, making banging noises.
那个厨房的锅就好像要爆炸一样，非常的。
When I'm stirring the food, it's just like rough.
啊，我在煮饭的时候也变得坚硬。
I might start to raise my voice.
我的声音也提高了。
When I talk to people, it's not pleasant.
我跟人讲话的时候也不是那么友善。
So I could imagine how Martha spoke to Jesus that day.
我可以想象马大跟耶稣说话的口气。
Right, I think we could all imagine Martha's heart, her attitude, and her tone of voice.
我们都可以想象马大他的心、他的态度，以及那个时候他说话的声音、他的音量。
Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to serve, help me.
主啊，我的妹子留我一个人伺候，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。
So she left the kitchen, right?
她就离开了厨房。
Jesus is here, and everybody sitting around.
耶稣坐在那里，大家都坐在他的周围。
When she said this,
当他说了这话
，I think all the disciples and Mary were surprised.
我想呢，所有的门徒还有玛利亚都很惊讶。
Whoa, where did that come from?
Hey, 怎么搞的
？Everybody was surprised except Jesus and Martha.
所有的人除了耶稣和马大都很惊讶。
Because of course Jesus knows everything.
耶稣当然知道万有啊，知道一切事。
Martha was so carried away, she had lost herself.
马大呢？马大因为他的啊搅扰，他也不知道他在说什么。
What happened?
出了什么事
？At this point, who was she serving?
马达这个时候他在服侍谁呢
？She started out with a heart to serve the Lord.
他开始的时候，他努力服侍主。
But at some point,
但是呢，在某一个时刻
，it had turned，
她改变了。
She was doing it for herself，
她开始服侍她自己
，and not for the Lord，
而不是主。
When that happened, that's when frustration and anger began to set in.
当有这种改变的时候，我们就会气馁，我们就会愤怒。
Now let's turn our attention a little bit to Mary.
那我们现在再来看玛利亚。
Before Mary went to sit at Jesus' feet,
在玛利亚来到耶稣脚前的时候
，she was in the kitchen.
她也在厨房。
I don't believe that she left Martha to do everything.
我不相信呢，她让马大包办一切。
Martha's complaint was, "My sister has left me to serve alone."
马大向主抱怨说：“我的妹子留下我一个人伺候。”
You know when they found out that Jesus is coming to town.
知道吗？当他们知道耶稣要到他们家来的时候
，Martha, Mary, Lazarus, they were all excited.
马大、玛利亚和拉撒路他们都很兴奋。
Martha was probably the oldest.
马大可能是大姐。
And represented the whole family when Martha welcomed Jesus into her home.
当他欢迎耶稣来到他们家的时候，他是代表全家。
I think Mary was in the kitchen the night before.
我相信呢，在头一天晚上，玛利亚也是在厨房。
Cleaning, cutting,
清洁、切菜
and prepping,
预备。
I think Mary got up early in the morning.
我想呢，玛利亚也是一清早起床。
Cooking in the kitchen with along the side of Martha.
跟马大一起在厨房清洁。
While she's preparing, she could hear the commotion.
当她在准备的时候，她听到了声音。
Jesus is here.
耶稣在这里。
Jesus is here.
耶稣来了。
And she knows well enough.
她知道，她清楚地知道。
That when everybody settles down.
当大家都坐下之后。
Jesus is going to sit and teach.
耶稣将要坐下来教导他们。
So she's in the kitchen hearing the commotion.
她在厨房听到他们来了。
Maybe she comes out to, maybe everybody comes out to greet Jesus and go back to the kitchen.
也许呢，她和所有，她和其他人一起出来迎接耶稣，然后她又回到厨房。
At this point,
在这个时候
，Mary made a choice.
玛利亚做了一个决定。
She made a choice. She made a decision to leave the kitchen and go to Jesus.
她决定呢，离开。耶稣到厨房去。
So, my imagination is that she left the kitchen.
所以我的想象是她离开了厨房。
I don't know if they had a big house. The living room is full of people.
也许在他们客房里面人都坐满了。
Jesus is across the room.
耶稣呢坐在房子的另一个角落。
She has to say, "Oh, excuse me," and make her way across the room.
她也许要向很多人说对不起，然后呢，从房间的这一角一直走到房间的另一角。
So she could be as close as possible to Jesus.
她要尽量的挨近耶稣。
She sat right in front of him.
她就在耶稣的脚前坐下。
I don't know if she.Asked Martha for permission.
我不知道她有没有得到马大的允许。
Or if she told Martha what she was going to do.
或者她就告诉马大我要走了。
But I don't see Mary just sneaking off without telling Martha.
我相信呢，玛利亚不是不辞而别。
So Martha was distracted.
马大被分心了。
She was anxious and troubled about many things.
她为着很多的事情忧虑愁烦。
Mary had the same thoughts.
玛利亚也是有同样的想法。
Mary had the same distractions.
她也受到同样的分心。
But Mary did not allow those distractions to make her lose focus on what was truly important.
但是玛利亚没有让这样的分心使她失去对最重要的事情的专注。
It was her decision. It was her choice.
这是一个决定，一个选择。
I just want to briefly mention something as a caution here.
我想简单的提一件我们应当注意的事。
Mary chose to sit at Jesus' feet and to listen to his teaching.
玛利亚选择到耶稣的脚前来听他的话。
You know that Jesus' word is the Bible, is the scripture.
我们知道耶稣的话就是圣经当中神的话。
It's possible that we can be like Martha as regards to the Bible.
我们可能会像马大一样来对待圣经神的话。
Meaning, we can be so familiar, so convicted about the scripture that we take this kind of a tone with other people.
也许以至于呢，我们可能对神的话太熟悉了，以至于呢，我们就当别人来到我们家的时候，我们就会像马大这样的心态。
Do you know what I'm talking about?
是否知道我在说什么？
Of course, what I'm talking about are disputable things.
我所讲到的是不可否认的事实。
Somebody who's so familiar with the Bible can take a disputable thing and try to impose it on other people.
如果当我们对圣经非常熟悉的时候，我们就可以，我们就试图把我们的理解强加在别人的身上。
God forbid that we make a weaker brother or sister stumble over disputable things.
愿神禁止我们把这样的事让放在那比我们软弱的弟兄姐妹，坐在比我们软弱的弟兄姐妹身上。
Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her.
马大，马大，你为许多的事情思虑忧烦，但是不可少的只有一件，就是玛利亚已经选择那美好的一份，是不能夺去的。
Martha, Martha.
马大，马大。
We try to imagine Martha's tone of voice before.
我们可以想象，我们试图想象马大说话的音调。
Can we imagine Jesus's tone of voice when he said this to Martha?
我们能够想象当耶稣对马大说这段话的时候，他的口气吗？
Softly and tenderly, he calls her name.
是温柔的，是轻声的，他这样呼叫马大，马大。
And he's pointing her in the right direction.
将她带到正确的方向。
Brothers and sisters, I don't need to remind us that the one thing that is necessary is the person of Jesus Christ.
我想我不需要提醒大家。我们所需要的那一件事就是耶稣基督他自己。
I don't need to remind us that the good portion is the person of Jesus Christ.
我也不需要提醒大家，那个美好的一份就是耶稣基督他自己。
We all know that.
我们都知道这一点。
But we all can be so easily distracted.
但是我们都很容易被分心。
We all need to be reminded.
我们需要被提醒。
That the one thing that is necessary is the person of Jesus Christ.
那不可缺少的只有一件，就是耶稣基督。
When we, in the midst of distractions,
当我们被分心的时候，搅扰的时候
choose him above all things.
我们选择他在一切之上。
That means we got it.
我们就得到了。
That means we will be blessed.
我们就蒙福了。
But unfortunately, we so easily forget.
但是很不幸，我们常常会忘记。
But the Lord reminds us again.
但是主再次提醒我们。
Come back.
回来。
In Psalm 16,
在诗篇第十六篇
David said,
大卫说
In verse 2,
十六篇第二节
You are my Lord, I have no good apart from you.
你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。
Verse 5,
第五节
The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup.
耶和华是我杯中的杯中的份。
Verse 11.
第十一节。
You make known to me the path of life. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
你必将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福分。
Martha and Mary, yeah, they had plenty to distract them.
马大和玛利亚都有许多的事让他们分心。
While Martha allowed the distraction to overcome her,
马大呢让这些分心的事胜过了她。
Mary, in the midst of those distractions, chose.
而在这许多分心的事当中，玛利亚却选择。
She chose the good portion. She chose the best.
她选择了那个美好的福分，她选择了最好的福分。
She chose Jesus.
她选择了耶稣。
My mom passed away.
我母亲去世了。
She before she the last.Business my parents owned was a dry cleaning business.
我父母他们最后的他们一个 business 呢就是干洗店。
And she did alterations.
他呢他要轮流的上班。
One day, an old man walked into the shop.
有一天呢，来了一位老人家。
He brought in very holy pants.
他带来一件很厚重的裤子，很 holy, holy.
It's kind of a joke, but nobody laughing.
他带来一个神圣的、圣洁的。
These pants were dirty, old, and a lot of holes.
那个意思就是呢，这个裤子。很脏，很老旧，还有很多的破洞。
Get it, holy pants?
这就是 holy pants.
And he asked, "Can you fix this?"
他问我母亲，你可以修补吗？
My mom looked at the pants and said, "Why don't you take the money and buy yourself? Why don't you buy yourself a new pair of pants?"
我妈妈看了这个裤子，就跟她说：“你为什么不花钱给你自己买一条裤子
？”Because if I itemize all the work that's needed to repair these pants, it's going to cost you more money than a brand new pair of pants.
因为如果我帮你修这个裤子的话，花的价钱比你买一条新的还贵。
But this man was insistent.
但是这个人就坚持。
Maybe he had a psychological problem. I don't know.
也许他有心理问题，我也搞不清。
He said, "Please." He begged her to fix this pants for her.
她就求我妈妈帮她把裤子补好。
I don't believe she charged every itemized thing for this work.
我相信我妈妈没有收她那么多钱。
So but in the end, she agreed to do it.
那最终呢，她同意了。
She's in the back. Well, she's working on this.Pants to fix it and to clean it.
他呢就来帮着来修补这条裤子，也帮他洗干净。
I think it sank in, you know, It's not worth my time for the money that I'm making to do this work.
我想他其实呢，对他来讲，做这个帮他修理这个真的是不值啊！他收那个钱啊，真的是不值他这个工，他花的力气。
So she start to have a pity party.
所以呢，他就开始啊自怜，他开始。
She starts to get frustrated.
他开始泄气。
She starts to get angry.
他开始生气。
Then God gave her grace.
但是呢，神赐给她恩典。
In her frustration,
在她气馁之中
she decided.
她做了决定。
She made a decision. She made a choice.
她做了一个决定，她做了一个选择。
I'm going to do this for Jesus.
我为耶稣来做这件事。
That changed everything.
所有的事情因此而改变。
The joy that filled her heart,
她心里面所充满的喜乐
she shared with me.
她跟我分享。
The joy that filled her heart she never experienced in her whole entire life.
那个充满在她心中的喜乐是她这一生都没有经历过的。
She said that after that, she tried very hard to experience it again.
她说这件事情之后，她努力想要再经历一次。
But God would have it that was it.
但是呢，神只给他这一次。
The joy that filled her heart when she was doing it for Jesus and not for this customer and not for herself.
她为耶稣而做，而不是为她那个客人或者说她自己而做所带来的喜乐。
Changed everything.
是一切的事情都改变了。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord knows that we are in a world that is full of distractions.
弟兄姐妹，主知道我们生活的世界充满了各样的分心的事。
The Lord knows that there are a lot of distractions from within.
神知道我们里面有许多事情让我们受搅扰。
The Lord knows there are a lot of distractions from without.
主也知道，在我们外面也有许多的事情让我们分心。
But even in the midst of all those distractions,
但是即使在所有这些分心之中
what the Lord wants most of all,
神所最看重的
is for us to say, Lord, I want to do this for you.
除了我们向神说我要为你做之外
Lord, I want you.
要对主说主我要你。
Because when we choose him as he chose us,
如果我们能够像他选择我们一样来选择他
the oneness with him,
跟他合而为一
the grace provided from him,
他所给我们的恩典
will help us to be and to do and to say all the things that is according to his will.
就可以让我们的所事、我们所做的、我们所讲的每一件事情都能够照他的心意。
Those of us who are familiar with the scripture,
熟悉这些经文的弟兄姐妹
know that Martha and Mary will have another opportunity to host Jesus.
都知道马大和玛利亚还有来服侍耶稣的另外一个机会。
I think it's John 16, John 12? John 11.
在约翰福音第十一章。
谢谢。In John 11, Martha, Mary, and Lazarus welcome Jesus into their home again.
在约翰福音第十一章，马大、玛利亚和拉撒路再次迎接耶稣。
Sorry.This would be 6 days before his death and burial.
这是耶稣啊被埋葬之前的前六天。
Just like before, Mary is with Jesus.
就像上一次玛利亚来到耶稣之前一样。
Anointing the Lord for his burial.
他为他的安葬而膏他。
With a year's worth of wages worth of perfume.
用了非常贵重、价值好几年工钱的香膏。
And Martha is serving.
马大服侍。
She is in the kitchen.
她在厨房。
That time, no complaints.
那一次她没有在抱怨。
No raising voices at the Lord.
她也没有提高自己的声音。
No telling Jesus what to do.
她也没有告诉耶稣该做什么。
She will serve the Lord with a heart full of joy.
她满心喜乐服侍耶稣。
Full of thanksgiving.
充满了感恩。
Knowing that she chose to do it for Jesus.
她知道是为了耶稣她选择这样做。
May the Lord encourage all of us to choose rightly in the midst of all the distractions.
愿神帮助我们在所有这些纷扰之中选择正确的事。
He knows how weak we are.
让他知道我们的心。
But he gives us, provides all the grace that we need.
他会供应我们所需要的一切的恩典。
Okay, let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for willing to speak to us again.
父，我们感谢你愿意再次向我们说话。
We are indeed unworthy.
我们实在是不配的。
But you are a loving, gracious, and a blessing God.
但是你是爱的、有恩典的、也是祝福的神。
You desire that which is the very best for each one of us.
你愿意将最好的赐给我们每一个人。
You desire for each of us to choose the very best.
你也盼望我们每一个人都能够选择那最好的。
To choose you.
就是你自己。
May we choose you more and more often.
愿我们越来越多的来选择你自己。
Above all things.
在所有的一切事情之上。
Despite the distractions.
虽然有许多的搅扰。
May we choose you.
愿我们选择你。
That we may be blessed.
我们可以从你得福。
That as we choose you, we may satisfy your heart.
让你我们选择你的时候，我们的心就可以让你的心得到满足。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。阿门。
Amen.